Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Today we would like to conclude our series entitled, I Must Be About My Father's Business. Scripture references Luke chapter 2, verse 40 to 52. Today we would like to talk about obedience is better than sacrifice. We see that as Mary and Joseph found Jesus in the temple, we see that Jesus Christ makes this statement and says, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? And they understood not that saying which he spake unto them. And verse 51 is what we're going to key in on this time. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. We see that Jesus Christ at 12 years old, God in the flesh, he is subject unto his parents. In other words, he obeys his parents. In other words, he submits to authority. Man, I wish we could all learn this. Here's what I want to say to you. Whenever we submit to authority, we're under the protection of God. Whenever we go outside or don't submit to someone in authority, we are going to be outside of the protection of God. He has everything set up to protect us. So we see that Jesus Christ submits to his parents, and we see that the Lord blesses him. It says in verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Whenever we are obeying God's word, we're going to increase in wisdom, and we're going to be able to increase with favor with God and man. What a blessing. One thing I want you to know is that growth takes time. We see that Jesus Christ had to grow from that babe in a manger until he was 30 years old and started his public ministry. This is what young kids need to understand, is that you can't just have it all at once. It takes time to grow. It takes time to learn, to experience things. And we see that Jesus Christ was subject also to that, where he grew in wisdom and stature. And that stature there is talking about his physical size and favor with God. I remember when Jesus Christ was baptized, and we see heaven open up, and God says, this is my son whom I'm well pleased. Can he say that about us? Is he pleased with the things that we're doing? That's going to be the question. Now, the conclusion of the whole matter is this. We need to hear God's word. We need to study God's word. And we need to obey God's word. Because this will allow us, whenever we're tempted with all sorts of things in this life, we can simply stand up and say, I must be about my Father's business. When Satan is trying to get us off from to the left, off to the right, trying to get us off task from doing what we know God's called us to do, we can simply say, I must be about my Father's business. Now, if you're not about your Father's business, it's time to get it straight. What you need to do is, one, recognize that you are lost. And then number two, recognize that Jesus Christ is your answer. And then once you do that, you need to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into your heart and to save you from your sins. And if you do that, please contact us. We would like to help you with your Christian journey. Thank you for listening. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.